Good morning. 7:34 a.m. on Thursday, September the 26th, 2019. Official temperature here is 43 degrees. It's chilly. I put on an extra jacket this morning, so it's not terrible. My nose is cold, my fingers are cold. I'm looking forward to getting this Easter turn down here so I can walk in some sunshine for a while. So yeah, I took the last 2 days off to give my knees some rest. They're both feeling a little bit abused. The joint underneath my kneecap was feeling scratchy. That's not right. It was feeling puffy. And day of rest helped. Second day of rest helped even more. I'm taking it easy this morning. Don't have the metronome going. I'm just sort of keeping the legs moving, but not particularly trying to make any kind of time this morning. I got some email about wound care for my big toe, the hangnail. Thanks for that. Tired this morning. Another morning where I woke up with anxiety dreams. I suspect it has to do with the fact that I'm making zero progress on Cape Grace. One thing I noticed after just 2 days was just how quickly my general sense of well-being begins to degrade. Some blue jays, we got some roofers off in the distance, I can hear them. There goes Poodle Man. Morning. I think I'm too late to see the kids this morning. I should put my gloves back on. Drinkers are feeling a little bit frosty right at the moment. picking up wood smoke. Smell like wood smoke. It smells almost like charcoal. Charcoal smoke. People walking around in shorts. And it's just in like the mid 40s. There's a guy up here ahead of me. A person, I don't know if it's a guy or not, I can't tell from this distance. Walking along wearing shorts. I see the kids wearing shorts on the way to school in the morning. Mostly high school kids. But it's like, really? I suppose. They're warm enough once they get to school, and I suspect that walking them keeps their legs warm. Gives me the shivers just. Yeah. Noisy truck. But else weren't shorts. Fluorescent yellow shirt. Yeah, I do wear shorts. I do wear my baggy shorts, Jesus, on the treadmill. I got used to them. They're okay. Give me something to wear other than sweating up my jeans, so that's okay. Every few days, I throw them in the washer. Somebody's whale cover. Cargo van with a big air conditioning is on the back. On the back, on the top. Interesting. I've got the ground floor of this big building. Pretty much sheathed in with plywood. Put some safety rails around the top. I guess they're going to add some additional storying to it. Additional stories to it. Oh, there we go, sun. Put the hood back. Get ready, sit with me. Mark post. So I'm reading Raven's Peace, the Glenn Stewart arc. It's really quite good. I'm almost to the end of it, which means it's a little bit shorter than normal, but I think the story is still satisfying. We'll see when I get to the end how badly he cliffhangers it. Cute little dog. Don't recognize this dog. Across the street in front of me, okay. Got lots of dogs out here this morning. I don't have a lot to talk about. I haven't been doing anything. I just sort of curled up in my corner for the last 2 days. I'm trying to decide what I need to do about Sue. That's taking too much of my attention. It's taking too much of my focus. For no good reason, as far as I can tell. It's... train way off of the distance.
it's interesting. I wonder why.
There's a strip mode along this guy's side of this guy's lawn. It's on the outside of his fence, beside the sidewalk. The rest of his lawn's not mowed. It's just this strip, and it's all the way down here. Surprising few trees have changed. There's a locust over here in this guy's yard that's got a lot of yellow leaves on the tips of the branches, but just sort of like hairdresser got going on just the tips. There are the little splotches of yellow. I'd like to be able to take a picture of these grasses with the sun shining through them and the seed head sticking up. It looks really sharp. Well, I know I can't get that kind of detail. Or I don't know how to get that kind of detail adequately represented on the digital photograph. Okay, that's why that one is dead. It's girdled right at the trunk, right at the base. This one is almost girdled. Oh, it looks like the bark is intact, but it's just, like, burned. Probably winter burned last year. Kids waiting for their bus. Coming up on the sidewalk here. Approaching the back gate. So, a low-key walk. We'll get back in the swing of things here. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.